We've heard that the dog has been put down, Lennox has been put down. Can you tell us what happened and your reaction to this?
Well, we've been up all night. We had a protest planned at the British consulate office for 10 a.m. this morning. And just as I was about to leave, the news came out over the internet that Lennox had been killed. We prefer to use the term killed rather than put down because there was nothing humane about his passing. It wasn't euthanasia. It was murder. It was killing. They killed the dog.
Why did they make this decision?
Why did they do it? Very good question. I don't know why they did it because the dog wasn't dangerous. He had never bitten or acted aggressively towards anyone. He was not a pit bull. He was so he should not have even fallen under the Dangerous Dog Act. So why did they kill that dog? You know, why were they so intractable? Why were they so unwilling to listen to the public appeals? Why were they unwilling to allow the dog to be taken to the United States where he could have lived out the rest of his life in peace with either another family or if he was in fact dangerous, which we don't believe he was, he could have been taken to a sanctuary. He could have been retrained. There was no reason for what they did. What they did was callous, it was barbaric, and it really was a stain on Belfast. This is going to be something that will be hard for them to live down.
There's what do you plan to do?
There's already talk about a boycott of anything coming from Northern Ireland. There is talk of a boycott of the Olympic Games because Great Britain did nothing to intercede. People are angry. People are angry. I mean, there was a petition with 200,000 signatures, one of the biggest petitions I've ever seen. There were letter-writing campaigns and emails and phone calls. It's just unconscionable that they did this.
And I guess you and those who are supporters are totally heartbroken.
Absolutely. To be honest with you, I'm more angry right now. There have been people online all night crying over Lennox because we heard that he was going to be put to death this morning. And so we've already cried a lot of tears over Lennox. Now people are angry. They're angry because a lot of them don't believe that Lennox was even alive. Although I have to say I believe he was alive, and that they did kill him. But there are a lot of people that doubt that he's alive because they won't even return the body. The family was told that they would be sent some ashes in the mail. I mean, that's the most heartless thing I've ever heard. There's a little girl involved here. Her name is Brooke Barnes. I mean, how can you treat a family so callously? I'm really stunned.